Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, June 30th, 2019. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her message is Peace Works. The Old Testament reading today is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. The New Testament lesson is Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24.
Our New Testament lesson comes from the Gospel according to Luke. This is Luke 14, verses 15 through 24. One of the dinner guests, hearing this, said to Jesus, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said back to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I must go and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have just been married, and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and the lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you ordered has been done, and there is still room.' Then the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'" Here ends the reading. Please join me in a word of prayer. O Holy Spirit, mysterious and wisdom, power and gentleness, as we open your scriptures these days, we ask that you would open our hearts. Help interpret the word that you would have us hear this day, and then help us to live it out in the world in which we live. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And most of you all know I got to go to summer camp last week. It is a delight that this church supports the ministry of Westminster Woods. And it's a place that's dear to my heart. I was on summer staff there back in 91. David Lawson was on summer staff that year. So was Amy Breitler, now Amy Stewart. Tom Stewart was there too, actually, come to think about it. That was a long time ago now. And then I went back, and actually when Sadie was born, I was there as the program director. And so when we came back to the hospital, we came back to Westminster Woods. And so to now be at a church that says, "Please, we would love for you to go minister at this place called Westminster Woods," I go, yes, I get to go to camp. So I was at camp. I left after church last Sunday and drove up to camp and fought all the traffic because of the raceway and whatever else. And I was there Sunday night through yesterday morning. And I got home and I'm like, I need to sleep, I need to eat, and I need a shower. But I can't do all those at the same time. So I have now eaten and slept and taken a shower. So I'm good for today. Some of you who have been to camp or have children go to camp know that there's like adventure camp. That's for second and third and maybe fourth graders, which is the jungle theme, and they wear little vests. And then there's Sherwood Forest, and you get a pointy felt hat and a goofy name. And then there's a junior high camp. They now call it Elevation. And then there's some senior high camps. And so, you know, kind of think about the theme of the camp is like Robin Hood and like let's go adventure. But I want to let you all know that in addition to the themes of we all are watching out for the sheriff who is going to build a factory and make everything gray, except that we misunderstood and we thought he was going to make a big fat tree and make everything great. That darn sneaky sheriff. In addition to all that fun goofiness of camp, there's a God part of all of this too. And our theme and curriculum this year from the camp was called Peace Works. And it was all about peace. And so since that's what I've been marinating in all week, and I didn't have all the time in the morning to like write a fresh sermon for you, you're just going to get what I was sharing this week at camp. And so on Tuesday night, in this theme of peace works, we actually had a different scripture, which I didn't know I was going to talk about this. I'm going to give you that scripture too. It might be familiar to you. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. For just as the body is one and has many members, so all the members of the body, though many, are one body. So it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot would say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, we all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you together are the body of Christ and individually members of it. So this was the scripture for Tuesday, and I was thinking, hey, maybe we could ask all the different kids, okay, if you were the part of the body, what might you be? And then I remembered, I have fifth grade boys in camp. This is not a good question to ask. So I updated a little bit and also found the scripture that we read from Isaiah, which maybe we could think about if you were a different animal in the world, what might you be? And that might be a little bit safer. So I had the kids wonder aloud, if you were an animal, or you could be a plant or any part of creation, what might you be? And I said, if I were any animal, I would be a yellow Labrador or maybe a golden retriever. I'm pretty friendly, I like to play, I haven't met a person I didn't like. I kind of walk around with a smile on my face, and that's kind of fun. But I live in the house with a husband who is more like an owl. He likes to observe, he listens really, really well. In fact, he makes his career out of listening. He listens to people. And even when he walks, he can walk really, really quietly, and I don't know where he is in the house. And it kind of freaks me out. And then I have a daughter, and you know all that I have a daughter. I have a permission to tell this story. I'm so sorry. She's going to melt. She is, you know, you would think if I were a yellow lab, I would give birth to a yellow lab. It didn't work that way. I gave birth to a cat. right? She's kind of independent. She really likes to read. And the cat will love you by, like, sitting on the edge of the bed. And then when you move closer to the cat, sometimes the cat just moves another 2 feet over. But then if the cat is hungry, the cat will certainly come find you, right? And then every once in a while, on the cat's terms, the cat will come and find and snuggle, right? So if I tried to make my daughter into a golden retriever, this would not work, right? She's a cat. She needs to be loved for the cat who she is. And if I get my owl of a husband to try to come to summer camp with me and play all week, he will fly into a tree and find a magazine and, like, hang out for a bit. But we compromise with each other that we are still all the Komori Sager family. And so just because he's the owl and I'm the yellow retriever, the yellow lab, and we have a cat, doesn't mean that we don't all manage to get along in the house with each other. It might take a little bit of compromise, but I can actually acknowledge that not everybody wants to play when I want to play or talk when I want to talk. It's not like that in everybody's family. In fact, I know a family where I think the dad is much more like a grizzly bear. He's big, he's loud, he's kind of growly. And he gave birth to a girl who's more like a butterfly, who flits from place to place, who loves color, who loves art. But I think there's more conflict in that family because he wants her to be a grizzly bear. And it's just not happening. Because she is who she is and he is who he is, just as I am who I am and you are who you are. I don't expect that you all are yellow labs either. You might think in your head, if you were an animal, which one might you be? God made us this way. God did not mean for the whole world to be made up of sloths. Not a lot would get done. God made the world with many, many parts. And I have a story about that that I'm going to share with you because I think creation can help us know that there's a lot of us in this world. This is a book called Old Turtle. Written by Douglas Wood and has beautiful watercolors by Ching Ki Chi. Once long ago, yet somehow not so very long, when all the animals and rocks and winds and water and trees and birds and fish and all the beings of the world could speak and understand one another, there began an argument. It began softly at first, quiet as the first breeze that whispered, God is a wind who is never still. Quiet as the stone that answered, God is a great rock that never moves. Gentle as the mountain that rumbled, God is a snowy peak high above the clouds. And the fish in the ocean that answered, God is a swimmer in the deep blue depths of the sea. No, said the star, God is a twinkling and a shining far, far away. No, replied the ant, God is a sound and a smell and a feeling who is very, very close. God, said the antelope, is a runner, swift and free, who loves to leap and race with the wind. She's a great tree, murmured the willow, a part of the world, always growing and always giving. You're wrong, argued the island. God is separate and apart. God is like the shining sun, far above all things, said the blue sky. No, he is a river which flows through the very heart of things, thundered the waterfall. She's a hunter, roared the lion. God is gentle, chirped the robin. He is powerful, growled the bear. And the arguments grew louder and louder and louder and louder until stop. A new voice spoke. It rumbled loudly like thunder. It whispered softly like butterfly sneezes. The voice seemed to come from, why, it seemed to come from Old Turtle. Now, Old Turtle hardly said anything, and certainly never argued about things like God. But now Old Turtle began to speak. God is indeed deep, she said to the fish in the sea, and much higher than high, she told the mountains. He is swift and free as the wind, and still and solid as a great rock, she said to the breezes and stones. She is the life of the world, Turtle said to the willow, always close by, yet beyond the farthest twinkling star, she told the ant and the star. God is gentle and powerful, above all things and within all things. God is all that we dream of and all that we seek, said Old Turtle, all that we come from and all we can find. God is. Old Turtle had never said so much before. All the beings of the world were surprised and became very quiet. But Old Turtle had one more thing to say. There will soon be a new family of beings in the world, she said. They will be strange and wonderful. They will be reminders of all that God is. They will come in many colors and shapes, with different faces, with different ways of speaking. Their thoughts will soar to the stars, but their feet will walk the earth. They will possess many powers. They will be strong yet tender, a message of love from God to the earth, and a prayer from the earth back to God. And the people came. But the people forgot. They forgot they were a message of love and a prayer from the earth. They began to argue about who knew God and who did not, and where God was and was not, and whether God was or was not. And often the people misused their powers and hurt one another or killed one another. And they hurt the earth until finally even the forests began to die. And the rivers and the oceans and the plants and the animals and the earth itself, because the people could not remember who they were or where God was. Until one day there came a voice, like the growling of thunder, but as soft as butterfly sneezes, please stop. The voice seemed to come from the mountain, who rumbled, sometimes I see God, swimming in the dark blue depths of the sea. From the ocean, who sighed, he is often among the snow-capped peaks, reflecting the sun. From the stone, who said, I sometimes feel her breath as she blows by, and from the breeze, who whispered, I feel his still presence as I dance among the rocks. And the star said, God is very close. And the island said, God's love touches everything. And after a long, lonesome, and scary time, the people listened and began to hear and to see God in one another and in the beauty of all the earth. And Old Turtle smiled, and so did God. God God has created us that we don't all have to be the same. And even all of creation, when we're at summer camp, and even here in the city of Vallejo, it wouldn't be the same if every tree were a pine tree, and if every animal were a mosquito, and if every day was a blue and sunny day. God has created us to be different. We have different parts of the body, but it's one whole. We have different parts of creation, but it's one whole. And the word for wholeness in the Hebrew Bible is shalom. Shalom means whole, and shalom also means peace. So when we can look at though we are many parts, but we are one whole, we have shalom and we have peace. So I asked the campers that night as they talked in their cabins, we have a story about there's one body, and you can have eyes and hands, right? There are many parts, but it's one body. I told a story about creation, that there are many different parts of creation, but it's one world. And I asked these 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, if you got to make a story of something that had many parts but came together to one whole, what's your story going to be? I got to say, we got some really good theologians who are 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, right? They said, what if they're all like Legos? Because you need all the different pieces, but then you can create one thing. It's like, ooh, that's a good one. Somebody said, no, what if we're all like Super Mario Brothers? Because you need to have the different kinds of cars, and that you don't always want to play the same one. And I go, uh-huh, sure. Right? But it made sense to him. Maybe somebody else said, maybe it's like a book. A book isn't a book unless it has a cover and a binding and the different pages, and you don't always want to read all of the first sentence, right? We have to have a longer, bigger story to that, but that it's all one whole, and that everyone, the grizzly bears and the butterflies, the golden retrievers and the cats and the owls are all invited. And that was the story we read on the first day, which was the other scripture we read today from the banquet. And I said, who gets invited to the banquet? And they said, everyone. Everyone gets invited to the banquet. Everyone. And that's when everyone's invited and we know that everyone's invited, we can be whole and we can have peace. The irony of the whole thing is it was not peaceful at camp all week. You know, and I know, it takes a lot of work to live with other people, especially people you don't know, and you get mad because your stuff is in the middle of the floor, and like, that was my towel, and I picked those lanyard colors, and you can't pick the same colors that I picked. But we lift up this idea of peace so that we can work towards this vision where you are allowed to be different and to be yourself. And you know you are included in the whole. Because that's what our world needs more of these days. And that is true whether you are a 4th, 5th, and 6th grader, or a 40, 50, or 60-year-old, or even at any stage or age of life. It's not easy, but we're not going to give up on it. So I leave you with the benediction that my colleague, who spoke to the junior high camp, left them, which he says, yes, I send you out in peace. I send you out in peace even though you go into a world where there are active shooter drills. Yes, I say go out in peace even though our planet is endangered. I say go out in peace even though you encounter racism and sexism and many other isms. Go out in peace. Go out in peace if you dare. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California. Or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo at sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.